Okay.
That doesn't tell me sure you can see it.
You know, I tried to turn a new leaf, so I'm not responding at all, Chassidus. Okay, we are up to, again, I'm going to start again. I know it's really, I'm redoing something, but it's okay. We're going to start from the second line from the top, Tanur Rabbanan, Pei Da'ol HaMalav, 84A1. Tanur Rabbanan, we did start a bit, I'm just going to run through it so we can continue. Tanur Rabbanan, I said, Gita Gamanashi Tanasa Lebloini. Here's your again, the condition that you marry Shimon. Harizuloi Tanasa, she should not marry Shimon, because it's wife's, it looks like he gave his wife as a present. Vim this is loisaitse. Now we don't know what the words mean. Vim this is loisaitse. That's the Gemara's question. Practically, where am I coming? I'm Rav Nachman Hochi Kamar. Zuloi Tinasi Loishem Yemen. She said nice to be matana. She shouldn't marry Shimon because people shouldn't view it as he gave his wife as a present. Vim this is laachar loisaitse. Now at this point, what's the havamina of Rav Nachman? I mean, she's an age of fish. Why loisaitse? So the Mepharshim sneak out. The Rav Nachman and the havamina, which the Gemara slugs up immediately. Held up kinu rabbanon lekedusha minei. That this is enough reason for the rabbanon to intervene and make her not an eishes ish. Frech the gemara mishum gzeira lemavkina minei. We should be an eishes ish alma. We don't do this here. There's no reason to be mavkia kedushin because he made some stupid tenai. Let her remain as eishes ish and not marry somebody else. And if she married somebody else, let her suffer some of the consequences. Why are we intervening into this kedushin because this husband came up with this fabulous idea? In quotes. Elam Rav Nachman Hachikama. Harizuloi Tinasit Loi, Shami Yemen Shisei Bamatana. She shouldn't marry him because it looks like wife trading or wife giving. The Nisis Loi, Leitaitse, the Shum Gzeira Hudu Alem of Kina. Because of Gzeira, we don't break up the marriage. This is as far as we got yesterday. Then, according to this, we did not discuss what happens if he marries somebody else. All we said is, Reuven divorced his wife on the condition she marries Shimon. She should not marry Shimon because it's not what we want. It looks bad. But if she did, we don't make up the marriage. She didn't do anything wrong, except the Rabbanon don't like it. I don't mean she didn't do anything wrong biblically. The Rabbanon don't like it because of the appearance that it gives off. Dr. Gemara, Amalei Rava. Lahud loy tenase, lahachet tenase. You're making it sound that she can't marry Shimon, but she can marry somebody else. That's what it sounds like from you. How can she marry somebody else? Doesn't she have to keep the tie of marrying Shimon? If not to get, it's not to get. Meaning Rava understood from Rav Nachman that Rav Nachman was saying that we restrict her from marrying him, but it's not discussing anybody else, that everybody else is okay to marry. That's what Rav understood. And therefore he asked the question, how can we do that? She didn't keep the condition. She's not divorced. How can she marry somebody else?
What would make the difference from?
Because it didn't mention not to marry anybody. Again, the Gemara is going to answer, so let's give the Gemara a chance. You're bothered with the Havamina? The Havamina is it doesn't mention anybody else. Well, you don't see any mention about marrying anybody?
It would have said,
"I lay loy tenase to anybody."
But this is
tenase stuff. The price, Rav Nachman translated, "I resu loy tenase loy."
Right. So where does he loy?
Again, that's Rava's question on Rav Nachman. You're putting in that the price only means not to marry him.
Got it. Okay. If she doesn't marry, when is she divorced?
She's not. If she doesn't marry him, she's not divorced. She didn't keep the condition.
She doesn't marry anybody.
Again, the condition was she marries Shimon. As long as she doesn't marry Shimon, she's not divorced.
She can stay with the first husband then?
She is. She's married to him. You want to get Joshua and all those things I'm not getting into. She's married to him.
Whatever.
That doesn't make a difference in his Gemara. We're not interested now in their personal relationship. That's not our business now is this woman a divorced woman? The answer is she's not. But the way Rav Nachman worded it, it made it sound she could marry somebody else. And the question is, why? Now the Gemara gets off on a tangent because the Gemara tries to save that to say she could marry somebody else. Zokta Gemara, v'chi tema, efshe de mitzvah hayayim, u'megar shalomachar, u'mekayim l'tanot. Maybe, again, it's a havamina, we're going to slug it up right away, but let's give the Gemara a chance. The havamina would be, he divorced her on the condition she marries Shimon. Right? She goes and marries Levi, because we trust her that ultimately she'll marry Shimon one day. And that'll make the get retroactive, and therefore her marriage to Levi will be a valid marriage. That would be the Havamina, and it doesn't look like wife swapping, because she married Levi in the interval. So it's not like Reuven gave his wife to Shimon. He gave his wife freedom. She married Levi, and we trust her that she's going to keep that tonight, like we did in Masechtas Nedarim, which we're going to see in a minute. Can I just finish this thing? It's a very, very difficult Havamina. But let me just finish the Gemara's comparison. Ulahach the pligas aleid Rav Yehuda kibadamaslay, and Rava tells Rav Nachman, you're comparing it. This is the Havamina to a machloikas that you had with Rav Yehuda. What was that machloikas? The itmar. Kainim eina b'shinu hayayim im ishul lamachar. A guy bans himself and sleep today if he sleeps tomorrow. That means the condition is tomorrow. The ban is today. He's making a neder that he's not allowed to sleep today. If he sleeps tomorrow, the condition is going to affect retroactive. If he sleeps tomorrow, then sleeping today was a violation of his nether. If he doesn't sleep tomorrow, then sleeping today is not a violation of his nether. Do we trust him that he won't sleep tomorrow and we let him sleep today? That's a machloikis of Yehuda and Rav Nachman. Rav Yehuda says, no, don't let him sleep today. He might sleep tomorrow, and then retroactively, he was over in his nether. So we tell him, sir, don't go to sleep today. We don't trust you not to sleep tomorrow. Rav Nachman said, we trust you. You'll keep the condition. Therefore, go to sleep today. Just make sure you don't sleep tomorrow, and we trust you. So, Zakhtar Rabbah, are you following the same trend of thought? That we're letting her marry Levi. We trust her that she's going to keep the condition further down the line. Just like we trust her that she's not going to sleep tomorrow. Except there's a very basic difference. There, she's in control. The person's in control whether he sleeps tomorrow. Here, she's not in control whether she'll ever marry Shimon. She'll need Levi to divorce her or die. Then she'll need Shimon to agree to marry her. It's not biyada. So you can't even make that comparison, Rav says to Rav Nachman. If you'd like to make that comparison, that we trust people to keep conditions, not in this case, when the condition needs other people involved, let's read it inside. Ulahach the pligis aleid Rav Yehuda kibadamaslay. Di'mar. Kainim eina b'shina hayayim m'mishu lo'achar. Guy bans himself and sleep today, he'll sleep tomorrow. I'm Rav Yehuda, how yishin hayayim? Do not let him sleep today, shami yishu lo'achar. Rav Nachman, Rav Yishin Hayayim, let him sleep today. We're not afraid he'll sleep tomorrow. We rely on him to keep his condition. But Hoki Hashto, what kind of comparison is it? It's up to him. He can stick himself with a pin. Meaning a person can keep himself up. He can put a pin in his skin to make sure he doesn't fall asleep. What, she can get Levi to divorce her? So how plus, could it be plus, that she can marry somebody else?
Plus.
Yeah, exactly. I know exactly which one. Dr. Gemara Elam Rava says the bride means you can't marry anybody. She shouldn't marry him because people will say they wife swapped. The boy she can't marry anybody else, but she didn't keep the condition. And the difference is, and this is why, she married Shimon, we won't break up the marriage, even though we don't like what she did. Because of the way it looks, that it's like marrying, wife swapping, we're not going to break the marriage. The boy looks human tonight. But if she marries somebody else, we're going to break it up. She's an anxious fish. She didn't keep her tonight. She didn't marry Shimon. How can we let her marry Levi? We'd break it up.
It's not even
chal, correct. might be called retroactive. Tanya Gwasa the rubber. All right. Tanya Gwasa the rubber. Takes it means we break it up. We make her leave the house. Tanya Gwasa the rubber. Hazulu Tinas Lakar. This is Lord Lizate Lakar Tate. Harvey, you had a question?
That was me.
Hello?
Right. No, I didn't. Roger. No, I didn't say anything. Must have
somebody had a question on the phone.
Yes, I did.
Yes.
It's Roger.
Yes.
On the other get where he ushered Shimon to her, she becomes an Ashish if she marries him, right?
She is an A, right, correct.
So on this, he tells her to marry Shimon, and if she marries somebody else, isn't she an Ashes Ish in
that
circumstance?
That's exactly Baris Kasha. You're 100% right. That's why the Gemara ends up saying we break up the marriage.
Uh-huh. Okay.
Yes.
After we break it up, wouldn't we tell her to marry Shimon? So if we come out
here,
wouldn't be a part of the
relationship? Maybe. Gemara doesn't get involved. Maybe. I mean, Shimon has to agree.
Yeah, I understand.
He's a party here.
But he would help her out.
Either he will or he won't.
Her, just to marry her?
Saying maybe we would allow this once to save her from the death penalty of Ashes Ish.
There's no specific death penalty. The Hasra can't be good.
Again, not down here, but it's a death penalty upstairs. Meaning you're right. Bezim won't punish her because there was no Hasra.
Hasra suffered.
Yeah, but the bottom line is she did something that's pretty bad. She was Mazana and Ashes Ish.
Plus, this man has been doing a good thing.
So, Baruch is bringing up, would we allow Shimon to marry her now? Shimon comes and asks the Rav, I'd like to do the right thing. This lady blew it. I can save her. Am I allowed to marry her even though it doesn't look so pretty? Or not? I don't know what the answer would be. I don't know. Maybe the Rav Gabbana would say, Alitayel Rosh HaVayamas. Or maybe they would say, Halatei Rosh HaYamas means sometimes we just let Rishon suffer their consequences. We don't try to save them. And sometimes we do. It's a concept of Halatei Rosh HaYamas. Not my job, it's not the person's job to save every Rasha from consequences of his actions. He's a Rasha. Let him suffer his consequences. Again, I don't know the answer. I'm not.
Rabbeinu tried to.
What?
Rabbeinu, why did he try to save Sodom for?
Again, that's not the issue here.
Oh, it's Chumash, I'm sorry.
No, again, I don't know. Maybe we would advise him to do it. We can't obligate him. Maybe it would be advisable. Maybe Avraham Cohen would tell him, you can save a yid. It's like Avraham Avinu who tried to save Stein. Or maybe the answer would be, Avraham Avinu tried the same time because he had 50 tzaddikim. This guy has no 50 tzaddikim. He is himself, and she is not such a good lady. She was Mazana. I don't know the answer. I'm not claiming to know.
If there even applied that, if she married Shimon, then the get was a good get, and she married somebody in between. Well, and it doesn't look like she went to Reuben to Shimon. She went to Reuben, maybe she.
Yeah, but then she didn't marry Shimon.
Why not? She got divorced lady. Or lady died. Now she marries Shimon, so it makes me get good enough.
Maybe. Rashi. Don't Rashi. El Omer of Nachman Hockey Kamar, the first narrow line. There's only a chash of a rumor. He didn't say you can't marry anybody else. He just wanted her to marry this person. Doesn't she have to keep it? She might get divorced from the second one today or tomorrow. Tomorrow she'll marry Shimon. And today and tomorrow is Lav Davka, but she needs a 3-month interval. But Lav the Pligas, a later of Yudah, come down to Slav. And you're comparing it to what Yudah said. You're not afraid that she won't keep it. The same way by sleep. Shema Yishan Lamacha, but Nimtash, around the door, he transgressed his netter. Rav Nachman, I'm a Yishan, Hayayim, he can sleep today. Lamacha, he is kind, so I will Yishan. Then tomorrow, he'll keep his condition and won't sleep. The answer is, there, the boy, Mavish, Navzim, Silusa. He can always prick himself with thorns. A person can avoid going to sleep. Does she have the control? The answer is, she marries somebody else, we get her out. She marries him, but the heaven we let her stay. We don't break up the marriage.
So it's quite important to say, prick yourself.
I think you should write Hagon de Gemara.
Okay.
Somebody loved dogs. So he the first sif in Shulchan Aruch is Gaber Kari Kaveda Sabayre. So he wrote on the sides, well, why didn't you kill him? You know what I mean? You know, there's different ways of keeping up. There's different ways of being misgabed and kari. You can be misgabed and kill. Right. Don't think about that. Just turn around. How is that Gita Chamanashi Talul Rikia? A guy makes a kizai and his wife on the condition that you climb to the sky. Or, Chamanashi Talul time, you go into the underground water. Doesn't mean into the subway station. Hayman Amanash, sometimes people go to the subway station and end up in the time, but that's not their desire.
You mean
no, the time goes out all the way underground. I don't know how deep he wants it to go down. What does he translate time?
Descend to the
depths. Descend?
Descend
to the depths. Whatever depth is, I don't know. Obviously, beyond her control. These are all cases of an impossible t'nai. Today, you'll tell me she flies an airplane, she's Talul Rikia, and she goes to the subway, she's there all the time. Again, in those days, people didn't fly airplanes, and they didn't have a subway station. So, again, he said either fly to the sky or go down to the depths. No, but then she can't live. That's like saying kill yourself. That's not what it's saying here. It's saying it's nice you have Shula Kaima. I don't think so. That's why I wanted to know how Archgirl said it. Did Archgirl say depths of the ocean or depths? That was my suffix when I asked him, what does Archgirl say? Amanas shetivli kana shodawar amas. You should swallow a stick that's 4 amas long. Anywhere between 6 and 8 feet. Amanas shetivli kana ben kufama. Find me a stick that's 100 amas long. Which is 200 feet, 150, 200 feet long, one stick. Amanasha Tavri Siyama Gadla Baraglecha, on the condition you'll cross the Mediterranean Sea walking across it. All those conditions are impossible to keep, ain't a get. Not a get. The Tanakhama holds, he made a condition, it's a condition, and she'll never keep the condition, so for all practical purposes, she's not divorced. I just want to finish. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, America's Haggat. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says, ignore the condition. Why? Klal Amar Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, Kol Tanai, she Evshel L'Kaim V'Besayfai, V'His Nalav V'Tchilasai, Einak Mafliga Devarim B'Kasher. Any Tanai that's impossible to keep is not a real Tanai. The guy never meant it. He never meant it. Stop making her crazy. He's giving her a get, and we ignore the Tanai, and the get is a get. That's what Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema says. And again, the explanation is, even though the guy claims I only gave her a get on that condition, which means it's not a get, we explained this weeks ago, that really a Tanai is a chiddush. Really, an action speaks louder than conditions, than words. Torah came along and said, a chiddush called Tanai. Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamim says, one of the rules of Tanai is it has to be doable. If it's not doable, it's not a Tanai. We passed, I believe, like Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamim, I believe.
What happened yesterday with the 100-year? That's not...
I don't know
exactly. So Joseph read yesterday. What was that?
He said you shouldn't drink wine for 100 years.
That's the same kind of thing.
That's not true. She won't drink wine for 100 years if she dies. Yes, doctor.
Did you see anyone ask why we list all?
Can't hear you.
Did you see anyone ask why we list all four of those?
No, I did not.
We don't do this. We don't ignore the deny by the marry this one man. You don't say that's not the actual kaima.
Why is it? It is actually kaima. It's a big difference. If you notice, these cases, we're going to get in a moment to something more similar to what you're asking, but not really. But at least more similar. This is totally not similar. It's an impossible condition. Physically impossible. Not logically impossible. Physically impossible.
Rabbi?
Yes?
Why would the impossibility of the condition make the get valid as opposed to invalid as well? In other words, why would it kind of just make the conditions disappear and make it a enforceable get versus making it just a piece of nonsense?
Well, the Tanakhama holds like you that it's a piece of nonsense. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Tamim says that the guy never meant the condition that's impossible to keep. And
well, I'm asking on him. Yeah, I'm asking on him. Why would that be? Why would he just say something impossible, as opposed to be just joking around? I don't understand why anybody in normative discussion would intend for the conditions to disappear and for it to be a valid get, unless he just has some sort of warped sense of humor.
There's two ways to answer you. I'd like to answer you one way, but it might be the other way is the more true answer. The way I'd like to answer you is the way I said a few moments ago. Tanai is a chiddush. The Tanai works is based on the Torah telling us that you can control actions with words, which is not logical. It's a chiddush on Torah called Tanai. Without that chiddush atayra, we would say it is impossible to direct your actions on a condition. Came along the Torah and allowed you to do it. It only allowed you to do it if you follow the laws that are given in a Tanai. The Yehuda ben Tamim holds that a Tanai that's impossible to keep is not within the laws of Tanai, and therefore the action works and we ignore the Tanai. Even though he says, I never meant it. We say, your actions speak louder than the words. Because the right to direct a Tanai is a Chiddush HaTorah. And that's not written for this kind of Tanai. That would be the simplest way of explaining it. However, Rashi seems to say, and we'll learn to Rashi in a moment, that we say, the guy never meant it seriously. The guy just meant to make his wife miserable. So he threw in something she can't keep. But he really means to give the get. That's how Rashi makes it sound. Let's take a look at Rashi. Look, Rashi, Mafliga, look, Rashi, Doichai is the Litzara B'divri Havai. Stop making her crazy. So it sounds from Rashi that we say he never meant the condition. Why in the world would a normal person make a condition that's impossible to keep? If you don't want to divorce her, don't give her a get. The answer is, you want to divorce her. You want to make her crazy, so you throw that in. That's what sounds like Rashi. The other way, I think other Rishonim learn, is what I said. That it doesn't meet the guidelines of Hilchos Tanai, and therefore we ignore it.
What's the word?
Mafliga? I don't know, Archcore probably has a better thing. Are you exaggerating? Wasting, I don't know,
putting her off.
Putting her off, okay.
Oh, so I thought it meant torment.
It does mean torment.
It can't be like
torment.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
That's one side of it. That's
what Rashi. That's what Rashi says. I'm saying Rashi says this. Rashi says he's done tormenting her. I like that word. Zakti Gemara Vayter. Klal Amar. We did that. Amar of Nachman Amar Rav Halacha Krib Yudah Ben Tema. Amar of Nachman Amar Yitzchak Masnitzin Amidaika. The Mishnah Zariah, the Mishnah Bab Metzia, says the Kali. Kol Shem Shal Lekayim Mebesayif Mebesnol Betchalosay. So I kayim. Any condition you can keep that you put in to begin with works. The diak is, oh, you have to destroy a bottle. But if you can't, the tnai is a bottle. Rashi, Dr. Rashi, Masnitzin Amidaika, Basaykhur Sapayalum. It's a Mishnah in the seventh parak of Baba Matzia. Yes. Yes. They cannot. They can argue the Mishnah. We're bringing a ride from a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yudah Ben Tema.
Right.
Okay, the Chum can argue.
I still fail to understand this. How do you get some? You tell her she's divorced on the condition that she marries so and so. How does she marry so and so? She's an Asian stage during that time. The condition was if you marry so and so, you're divorced.
Right.
How does it go through the mechanics of marriage while she's still an Asian stage?
What do you mean? He does kedushin, and he makes a chuppah, and at that moment the get kicks in retroactively, and she's married to him.
He's not doing anything. He can't marry an Asian.
Again, the tnai will kick in as soon as he gives her the does the chuppah, and then she's retroactively free.
How can you go mechanically through the process of kedushin if you're not allowed to marry her? It's not tough. A second man can't marry a person. Forget about the knife. A second person can't marry a wife, somebody else's wife.
Again. I'm sorry?
What's the problem? By the time of the kedushin or the chuppah, Mafreya, she was...
I understand the Mafreya part, but how she get to that part when Mafreya kicks in. You have to do something legitimate, like marrying her, but you can't marry a nation teacher.
It's like Gita via the other Bob Mike comes at the same time.
Do we shine and discuss this?
No!
But it's interesting, they don't discuss it in this case. They discuss it in a case, which we will have soon. In a case, the guy says to his wife, I'm divorcing you in the condition that you live with someone. You have a relationship, an intimate relationship with Shimon. We are one of those. You have an intimate relationship with Joe, right? So now, the Shaitim asked, Yushalmi says that if she has an intimate relationship with Joe, she's okay. But she's not allowed to have that intimate relationship with Joe because as soon as when he lives with her, she's still an Ashes-ish. That's what Yishalmi says. Others say that it's Bo'en Ke'echad. That was Rabbi Cohn said. It was Rabbi Cohn or Baruch Maisha? Baruch Maisha. That is, as she lives with him, at the exact moment, the get kicks in. So this is a Shiloh. But they only talk about living. They don't talk about this case of Kedushin and Chuppah. They don't seem to be bothered by it. Even the Yishalmi doesn't say she can't marry him because it won't work. So I guess Yushami agrees in this case, we say Bo and Kechad, we're more problem by his Bia because Yushami holds that till he does Gemar Bia, it's not considered a get. So the beginning of the Bia is Eishes Ish. So how can we allow him to do something that's Usher? Giving her a Kedushin and Chuppah is not Usher. So it'll kick in as he does the Kedushin and the Chuppah. It'll kick in, and it'll happen at the same moment. That's Yishalmi only has a problem when he told her she has to have intimacy. Yishalmi understands that the intimacy has to be a gemar bia. So it's not boing ke'echad, because the Isser is right at the beginning, and then he doesn't get the get till later. So even though retroactively he's okay, how can we let him go to start? The Yerushalmi answer, no, it's Bon Kechad. But that's what Yerushalmi says. But the Yerushalmi is only bothered because he's doing an act that's usher. There's nothing wrong in going under a chuppah with somebody meaningless. It's one day, and it works retroactive, so it worked.
It's not a real thing that you're doing.
It is, because it becomes simultaneous.
But it doesn't become simultaneous, it's just blah, blah, blah.
It's again, simultaneous means it's not blah, blah, blah. It's simultaneous. That's what the word simultaneous means.
Right. So they have a
Messiah
Kedushin, and they have
Adem,
and everything.
Absolutely.
And then it doesn't count until they break the glass.
Breaking the glass is a minig.
I know that.
It counts. It counts as soon, maybe even as soon as the Kedushin is finished. As soon as he puts on the ring. Maybe. I don't know. Yes, Doctor.
If I recall correctly, not always. But there's several different shittas in what constitutes intercourse. There is a shita that at the introit.
Again, I'm speaking out of Yerushalmi. This is not a thing.
No, I know.
Yerushalmi says.
This is why intercourse is a much better question than Kedushin. The Kedushin, certainly there is a moment.
That's what I said. That's why I said Yerushalmi is more concerned with Tivoli Lepoini than with Kedushin. That's why I just, you're right. You're 100% right.
So, I mean, you can excuse it. Number one, this could be the sheet of the person holds that we're, when we're at the introitus, that's, there is also that when you look at the moment, the, there is several times in the Gemara that I've been called it, where
again, you're saying good svaras. I'm just saying out of Yerushalmi, a specific Yerushalmi on this very case.
It's a very good, very interesting Yerushalmi.
That's my venture. Iboyeluhu. How is that gita rabanasha terkli baser chazer mahu? One of he tells her is to get on the condition that you do something that's physically possible but halachically prohibited. Is that called a condition that's possible to keep? Because the word possible can have two meanings. Possible usually means physically possible. But based on the fact that we are Orthodox Jews, possible might be halachically possible. So what does the word possible mean in Ben Tema? He talked about cases where it's physically impossible. What would be if it's physically possible, but the Torah says don't do it? Is that called a condition possible to keep, or is that called an impossible condition? That's the Gemara Shaila. Ibailahu. Harazagita Rabanasha Tarkli Basar Chazer Mahu. Amar Abaya, hihi. It's called impossible. Rav Amar, Epshad Achla Malachia. It is possible. Let her do it and get Malkus. It's not physically impossible. Not suggested. She'll suffer consequences, but don't call it impossible. It is possible. And therefore, it goes under the guidelines of Tanai. And Abaya says, the Torah says it's forbidden. It's impossible. That's called impossible. How do we translate the word impossible? Rashi. Dr. Rashi. Yes, somebody had a question, I thought. Yes. Again, you know, let's the Gemara do its thing. I mean, that's why we learn Gemara, to let it do its thing. Yes.
Isn't this the same as the question back in Bubba, whatever, that if someone gets hung by his thumbs to sell his land, then finally, once it can be taken down from the tree, if he signs that it's a good contract.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is now, to be lashed, you're going to have some sort of, first of all, you're going to have a straw, and you're going to have immense rage.
Again. Nobody is forcing anybody to do anything here. She has a clear bechira, whether she wants this get to kick in or not.
Same as the thumbs.
No. In the case of the thumb, it's an itis. He's responding to a pressure. Here, she doesn't have to do it. Again, it's a kinyan. Again, that's a kinyan of sale. It has nothing to do with conditions. That's not conditions. This is halacha in conditions. But Taima says that one of the guidelines and conditions is possibility. What does the word possibility mean? Dr. Gemara Bait. Rabaya, klau lasuya basa chazer. The Rava, kazel lamute basa chazer. Okay. Let's look back at that Mishnah above Metzia that we quoted. Klau amar, I'm sorry, not that above the Mishnah. The Ben Tema's words. Klau amar, Rabbi Ben Tema amar, kazel get. Kazel is exclusive. This is a get. Something similar is not a get. Then he says, klau, a rule. Klau is inclusive. So we have one word that seems to include more things than he said, and one thing that says, don't include more things than I said. There's two contradictory words here. Ben Tema said, kazeh get. The case you told me is a get. Kazeh seems to say, this case, but not something that you would compare to it. And then he says, klau, a general rule. That includes even non-case, not the case I talked about, but an expansion of the case. So we're stuck with a word that expands and a word that excludes. So we have to find what we want to expand and what we want to exclude.
What word was it?
Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema, I'm a kazeh get. Kazeh is exclusive. Mashma, not something else. Then he said, klau, I'm a Rabbi Yehuda ben Tema. Klau is inclusive. So one word includes, one word excludes. So we want to know what it means. So Rav Nachman, Sakhtar Gemara. What?
All four cases
at a common denominator. Physically impossible to keep. Klau, Dr. Gemara, Labaya, Klau, Lasuya Basachazer. Abaya says the Klau is inclusive to include cases that are similar but not the same. They're similar in the sense that you're not supposed to do it, but it's physically possible. That's included in the word Klau. The Rava, Kazet, Lemute Basachazer. Rava concentrates on the word kazeh, and Abaya concentrates on the word klau. Now the Gemara later on will tell me what each one does with the other word. But there's two words here. One excludes, one includes. Rava says kazeh get, but not chazer, because that's possible. And Abaya says klau, that includes even chazer. What does he do with kazeh? We'll see. What does Rava do with klau? We'll see. But at this point, one is concentrating on the word klau, and one is concentrating on the word kazeh.
No, I'm not debunking anything, but this is Devin.
Thank you for your humbleness. It's Devin appreciated.
Devin
yes.
Say something about I wanted to go to the whatever it was.
Thank you.
Aglai took me to his bench. Do it. Physically can't do it. You, a person is going to be in a situation where he cannot physically eat the chazer. That's what I'm saying about all these. I don't know. The words have two syllables and I can't understand it. But what, you understand what I'm saying, Rebbe? A person put himself in a situation, he can't do it. It's not physically possible.
It's not true. It is physically possible. He can't do it because
his body was trained again.
It's physically
possible. The word gun has
gun
has one syllable. And if I held a gun to someone's child, I could make them do just about anything.
And the word possible physically to do, it's nothing to do with the person's religiosity. He might be a very from Yid. He might be so trained that he abhors averus. It's sickening to him, but he can physically do it. He could. He couldn't because he Halacha was part and parcel. But trust me, he physically could.
If you took someone, you tied them up, tied them in their mouth, and poured, held their nose shut, whatever down their throat, they would swallow.
Yeah, okay, but I don't think that's what we need here. I think it's just physically possible. I don't think we need to tie the guy up here. The lady can eat chaser. She shouldn't. She's going to pay the price for it. It's not a good idea, but it's physically possible.
Which price is she going to pay?
Malchus.
The heart thing is a heart? Or we saw
Malchus. It says Lakia.
Is there a requirement of a mens rea of an evil intent for lashes?
No. If she is warned, don't do it. An ulterior motive doesn't make it not evil intent. She has an evil intent for an ulterior motive.
To get Malchus. A base is going to have to be inside.
Again, she was warned, do not eat chaser. Okay, so that's it.
Is it possible?
What?
Is it possible that he's giving it tonight because he wants to show that the reason why he's giving her a get, everybody should know that she is secretively eating basar chaser?
We're very, very removed from everything. We're looking at a very fine thing. A get on condition of. Does it mean conditions? Does it not mean conditions? That's the question. Okay. There's a rule in conditions. According to Ben Tema, it has to be possible. How do we translate in Webster's? Webster's would not be a good raya here, because Webster's only has one interpretation of possible. But in the Gemara, there's two interpretations of possible. Physically possible, halachically possible. Rashi.
So there's a difference between... So here we're trying to figure out shot in Ben Tema, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Tema. But the
exactly.
Machlokas are buying in rubber.
It's in Ben Tema.
Machlokas are buying in rubber is in Ben Tema. Oh, okay. All right.
Okay, Rashi.
It's not telling any other spot. Okay.
You can't physically keep it. The token should get Malchus al Shavra that she transgressed. We asked the question. This is your get on the condition that you have a relationship. Illicit, through marriage, no difference. You will have a relationship with Mr. So-and-so. That's what he told her. Niskayim atnai, how is a get? She keeps it, it's a get. Bimlav, ain't a get. And if not, it's not a get. Now, the issur of having a relationship is not usur, because she can marry him. There's a way to do it legally. So therefore, it's not like he asked her to do an isser. He didn't ask her to do an isser. He told her to have a relationship. Fine. Pay the guy to marry you. There's ways to do it. This is not halakhically not allowed.
He didn't marry. He said to have a
relationship. Either zakrashi, shetabalu, bein biznus, bein minisuit. I don't care how you have that relationship. Now here comes the next one. Amanas shloitivadu la'abalovicha. On the condition that you don't live with your father or my father, the husband said, don't live with my father or your father. The get's a get. You don't have to be afraid that she will live with them, because it's not something you have to be afraid a woman will do. Now, notice that the bridegroom did not say a case that he said on the condition that you will live with my father or your father. Why didn't the Brisa mention that case? Terence says, because that case would not be a Tanai. Because that case is Aser. That case is like Chazer. Araya Tabaya. So Bishleim Elabaya Tabaya Nicha. The reason it didn't mention a case where she should live with her father is because that's an impossible Tanai. But Larav Akasha, Why didn't it say the case? And still it's a get if she lives with him. And it's not a get if she doesn't, because it's a possible tonight. Chazer is considered capable because it's only about herself. She can do it and suffer the consequences. Pliny, not me, Absher, the Meshach, the Beba Mamina. Having a relationship with somebody else, she can do it through marriage. She can go to the guy and say, listen, I'll pay you $10,000, marry me. Marry me. I'll pay you $10,000. It's legal. Ella Abba Avicha B'didakaima? How can she live with her father? Rabbi agrees that if it requires somebody else to be over an Isser, that's called impossible. Possible has to be that the person themselves have the ability to be over the Isser. If it needs somebody else to do an Isser, that's called, Rabbi agrees, that's called impossible. Because you can't get somebody else to do an Isser. You can get people to do things to you if not Isser. You can get people to do, you can, you yourself can decide to do an Isser. But you can't go persuade your father to go be Iver and an Isser. You can marry the guy, he said it could be through marriage. There's no snus here. Either, then she's, that can be, it's possible to do legally. She doesn't need anybody else to do an Isser. Rashi. Dr. Rashi. She can marry. We're not afraid that she's going to go live with her father. Notice this. If she says, I'm giving you a get on the condition that you never have a relationship with a man, she's not allowed to get married. Because you never know when somebody might force himself on her. He says, don't live with Pliny. That's not up to her to keep. She can be, because Shemati Ba'olai. Don't be Abmanashli Tehul Abesi Bichalaylam. This is a lifetime restriction. Rashi says a different Svara. This is a lifetime restriction. You can never live with so-and-so for the rest of your life.
How about father?
Father will never happen. This might happen.
Not the marriage. Even father.
Right. It never will happen.
Father would never do it.
Right. Why is it different than with women? Okay, we'll have to continue this tomorrow.
She wanted to do it.